Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Glory to Yeshua HaMashiach. And shalom, 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 saints. And when we are looking at the times in South Africa right now around Johannesburg, the time is 1900 hours. It is 1900 p.m. around Johannesburg. In London, it's 1801. Paris, 1901. Moscow, 2001, Beijing, 0101. And when you look at New Jersey, the time is 1 minute after, or actually now is 2 minutes after 1300 hours. In Francisco, it's early hours of the morning. San Francisco is just 9 hours behind South Africa and Johannesburg time, which is basically 10:02. Hallelujah. That is in San Francisco. Shalom, 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 saints. This evening, we've got the most wonderful and the most beautiful person that is going to be ministering to us. She is coming all the way from New Jersey. Glory to Yeshua HaMashiach. And she is my wife's favorite speaker. Hallelujah. And my wife, when my wife speaks, she speaks, does these things. I hope you can see me. Praise Yeshua HaMashiach. And my wife is doing those things that I've done as I was showing you, saints. When she speaks, yes, she is my wife's favorite person. And I think because, hallelujah, she is speaking from America. And hallelujah, glory to Yeshua HaMashiach. And actually, my wife says, everyone in the platform is her favorite. Says everyone that speaks in the platform is her favorite, including Kuhle Njekelana, who hasn't spoken yet and who will speak one day, and says even Kuhle Njekelana is my favorite. And she has never said to me, I am her favorite in speaking. Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. And yeah, Smamkele, we are also the favorite, as much as you haven't spoken. And the indication of Smamkele speaking, it is very soon, I think so, you know, just to come and share the jokes for us, because we definitely would love to get, you know, I think we need to design the evening of the comedians. So those people, it will be Babalwa, it will be Smamkele. When we say the evening of the comedians, and it will be Babalwa, it will be Smamkele. And because, well, if you say Zamam Kopozi must be in the comedians, I'm telling you, and it will be like everybody can throw you with apples and bananas and say, how can they spend all their money? Because I think there will be only one joke with Smamkele, and then after that, she will say, jokes are finished. Everything is serious. Let's go home. And you find that people have paid for a show that has been advertised for 2 hours, and Smamkele, you know, jokes are finished. Anyway, shalom, saints. Let me waste no time, but let me hand over to the lady that will be the speaker of the evening. Shalom, 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 Dominisha, shalom.
Shalom, daddy. Shalom. Shalom, mommy. Shalom, Pastor Israel. Shalom, all the prophets. Everyone. Shalom, shalom. Thank you for this opportunity again, Daddy, to come and speak on the platform. I do not take it for granted. I really, really appreciate it, and I thank you. Shalom, saints. We're still discussing habits, amen. As we discussed before, that habits are having or holding a disposition or condition of the mind or body that's acquired by what, a custom or frequent repetition of the same act. So it's the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. So as we have entered into Tishrei, which is, we're the beginning, right? We're in the beginning of the year. Daddy and the Apostle Israel and all of our leaders has taught us and still are teaching us the significance of this new season of newness, you know, of new birthing season, so to speak. And as we become more deliberate about making up our minds and not half-stepping, you know, it's really just fully stepping into the purpose, intentionality. Shalom, Inga. Intentionality. You know, Apostle is instilling in us the importance of this 7-year cycle even. And one key element is to adopting the healthy habits. Amen. For one, is lifting our faith, right? But lifting our faith comes with obedience, because it's an action we take. Like Mama Maria had stressed to us, it's an action, right? Faith is not just receiving it, but it requires the application. Because even if we look at 1 Corinthians 8:2, it says, if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing, yet as he ought to know. Amen. So, Saints, as we briefly just mentioned before, the importance of knowing our strengths, even last week, sorry, a few weeks ago, again, of knowing our strengths and what we consider weakness in the opportunity of threats, you know, and knowing all of these components is actually helping ourselves understand the full understanding of who we are and whose we are. Amen. And understanding our strengths, whether they're physical, they're spiritual, or as in their skills or gifts, it all comes from one source, and that is our Creator. Amen. We are spirits, right? We're spirits. We live in a body. We possess a soul. So it's important to know what spirit we're connecting to. Moreover, what spirit we're connecting to. Because even us in our spirit form, in the natural, things may look fine. But because everything is spiritual, our spirits will connect to different spirits, and we not know because we're not walking in the spirit as we ought to. So the weakness can be improved. And the weakness can be improved because when we are weak, we are strong in Him, right? So even in the sense of grace, and again, it's being intentional and being deliberate. When the Lord sends us to a place, He will give us the grace to fulfill the assignment. But sometimes in our weakness, the enemy will take advantage if we aren't on the same frequency as the right spirit, which is the spirit of God. We can go ahead of God and we can go into unfamiliar territory with no direction, then asking the Most High, begging Him to obligate Himself to protect us and cover us in a location or place He never sent us in the first place. And this is what leads us to this is what leads us or causes us to walk into the blessings and opportunities or to miss them, essentially. We must also consider the threats, not just spiritual threats, but environmental threats, but also know when we are a threat to ourselves. Because again, we have the habits of being careless and reckless. And that comes really with the rebellion and the disobedience and the pride, the arrogance of the I think I know it all syndrome. But when we understand, and here's another point, another healthy habit, when we really understand we are a nation within a nation, we are kingdom citizens, understand this, anytime a nation is transformed, it isn't because of this cutting edge strategy, right? It's being deliberate hearers and doers of the word of God and being in partnership with the Holy Spirit. So we have to inquire which kingdom now are we in partnership with? The dealing of the preparation of the good heart, right? So if we look at our hearts and the posture of our minds even have a feeling capacity. Our hearts even have a mind of their own. So if we think about the dealing and the preparation of a good heart is the responsibility, right? And it's to really just consciously and diligently do. Do what? Do what we're called to do. Do what we're purposed to do. It is to both align ourselves and expose our hearts to God's word daily. So that's the consecration and yielding completely to the ministry of which spirit? The Holy Spirit. And then doing our part and daily doing a heart check, I like to call it. We need to decide to keep Jesus or Yeshua in the depths of our heart constantly and to avoid the sudden storms of life. Now, can we prevent the storms from coming? No. But if we're really in alignment with the Spirit of God, then we'll see these things, right? Because we'll have an unction, we'll have a download, we'll have a nudge. Amen. So, because once we become intentional, I'm sorry, then we'll see the transformation. So, whether the road is significant or it's inconvenient, we don't serve a convenient God. God will not just hand it to us. Sometimes He will, but sometimes no, we have to work for it. Because it's a test. When we implore these healthy habits or these actions, and again, that's by way of repetition. So I want to read something that shows, I want to read Isaiah 9 and 8. Okay, so remember in this sense, Jacob and Israel signifies the same. So says Isaiah 9 and 8, the Lord sent the word against Jacob, and it has fallen on Israel. Very short scripture, right? But the Lord sent a word. This is helping us understand the power of word. Most importantly, the power of God's word. His word in the scriptures is illustrating for us the full accomplishment of His word, which is the word of God, upon whom or what it was sent for. So the Bible says his word will not return unto him void, and he exalts his word above his name. So we have to understand how powerful words are. Our words can attract or they can attack. And if this is our season of declaring, decreeing, possessing, then imagine how much more of declaring the word of God, right? So we must watch what we release from our mouths. That's another habit. We have to watch what we release. So we have to change the way we speak. Words can build or they can destroy. There's power and there's promise in the word of God. So essentially, the Lord sent a word into the house of Jacob, and it was heard in Israel, all to bring them to repentance. Why would the Lord send us to do something? Why would he send his word to do something? Because he's expecting a reaction. So all of this was to bring them to repentance. And this was also significant because this is why we embarked on a 7-day fast for repentance. So may the Lord speak. May the Lord mercy speak for us all in the name of Yeshua. So there are dimensions to life, dimensions to teaching. There's dimensions to just being a person. There's dimension to learning. There's dimensions to everything. Can we be great? Yeah, of course. Do we have an opportunity to be greater? Absolutely. But can we be great with the habits we had? Possibly. One may argue yes. But, you know, saints, it's for a limited time. Really. When Zacchaeus and Peter, when they saw Yeshua, they knew who they were. So who are we? That's something we have to always ask ourselves. Who am I? We must gain the wisdom to know what we can and cannot continue with in life, really. And we cannot go through life without revelation and think we can step into this understanding without knowledge. Again, another healthy habit, letting go of the FOMO. We talked about fear of missing out before, right? And the fear is truly the lack of faith. How do we know if we are an asset or a liability? Because of the application of our faith. Well, Don, what happens if we change our habits but fail anyway? Oh, good question, Dominisha. I'm glad you asked. When we look at Hebrews 10 and 7, right? Let's go to Hebrews 10 and 7. Then I said, behold, I have come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do your will, O God. Let's go to Deuteronomy 34 and 9. Now Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him of Israel, heeded him, and did as the Lord commanded Moses. Amen. So we understand that Joshua was a successor of Moses, and he was qualified for governing. Yes. And when Moses laid hands on him, never take it lightly, guys, when apostles or prophets or our leaders, when they lay hands on us, it's an impartation. Because we see here in the scriptures that this was indeed, again, an impartation. It was symbolic of something. It was symbolic of something being committed to the man of God. He was qualified by the Most High, and he was fit for the job. And by his obedience, and it was by this obedient act that Moses did, Israel received Joshua as governor under God. So how did Moses know? Because he was in alignment with God. He knew. When we get knowledge, we won't remain stagnant, especially when it's aligned with purpose. Is it easy? No, not always, especially in the beginning when we first come to Christ. It's not easy. But again, it's a deliberate and intentional walk. You know, this is our time to breathe again and to not let up, but just breathe. Will we be hit with unforeseen or unexpected circumstances? Well, yeah, sure. But in all that, breathe and know that we are products of many graces. But still, we must be tried by the fire, because the Lord has to know he can trust us. We're coming forth as gold. And saints, this is the season where we got to go and get our stuff. Not in our old condition either. The old condition is probably still raggedy and broken down, because again, there's dimensions, there's laws. Even as Apostle Israel has spoke before, he told us about He told us about this being a sensitive time. Is there provision? Yes. Will we see the land of milk and honey? Yes. But we must embed in ourselves, we must be in great harmony with God, the Word of God, and the Spirit of God, and to know the times and the seasons. Well, true, times and seasons, yeah. But in this month, in Tishrei, this is the head of our year. It's very unique, even in the attributes, right? We must line up with. We've completed the month of Elul. But in this month, check this out. We have three important festivals, right? We had Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, right? And the Feast of Tabernacles. Apostle Daddy Israel, they break down for us. They broke down for us, and they continue to break it down for us how the connection or the association of a tribe to a Hebrew month was established or is established. And it's by way of its attributes, right? So in this month, Apostle Israel broke it down for us, the Ephraim, which is what? Fruitfulness and multiplication. And saints, we get these profound like biblical teachings because we must align ourselves with what's happening and what's going on. Having the mindset to understand that this isn't a time to allow ourselves, you know, to be in the past. This isn't a time to allow even our past or our old into our present and our newness. We get these declarations, we get these decrees, we get prayer, and it's poured into us. But yet we want to bring the old and drag it. And then we become liabilities. Because they're saying, let go, but we're hanging on to it. Why? Because it's familiar. And same with habits. We continue with habits because of familiarity. Right? We don't want to let go, Mama Maria. Exactly. Right? So we have to watch even the company we keep. Because this season is so crucial that we can't let anyone kill the anointing or the mandate on our lives. And sometimes, saints, it's okay to eat alone. It's okay to go alone. Sometimes we don't want to go because why? It's lonely. We're social beings, you know, we're social, we're human in our natural state, yes. But sometimes we have to go alone, period. You know, for lack of better terms, if they don't match the alignment, then it's absolutely okay to eat alone. Because then we're now becoming double-minded or lukewarm. We're straddling the fence. We got one foot in, one foot out. We're saying, oh, but this person's been my friend for over 20 years, so it's okay because I know them. We really don't. Because they don't know you. If we're trying to make this shift and we're trying to walk upright, it is okay of an audience of one. Exactly, Daddy. It's okay of an audience of one. Exactly. Exactly. You know, and sometimes they can't go. And speaking of eating, we have to watch our intake. What are we consuming spiritually and physically? Right? Watch our spending. Daddy and Apostle talked about this all the time. Watching our affairs and our matters. And the kingdom we're a part of, the kingdom of heaven, where we're not slaves to money. Money is our tool. Right? And the Word of God said wealth and riches will be in our house. If we think about it, it said wealth and riches, right? So wealth, let's say being the prosperity, including the spiritual and eternal happiness, right? Our health is even our wealth. He said long life and good health. It makes no sense to have all this money, but we're in and out of the hospital. One, you're expending on your health care. And two, we're sick all the time. May that never be our portion. The Bible says long life, good health. So health is wealth. And the riches. Okay, now let's talk about the abundance of money, land, goods, and so forth. I like to say our profits are our profits. Amen. Daddy said, what audience do you play to? Each day you are seen by many who will make a judgment about the way you handle yourself among different audiences. Exactly. Exactly. Amen. But even considering the wealth and riches, we must break free from the Babylonian system. Yes, again, learn the operations, but don't give yourself to it. We have to renew our minds to focus on the things and the sounds of heaven. And by sound, we must listen twice and speak once. Why? Because you hear many different voices, right? But which voice are we listening to? We are spiritual. Everything has ears. That's why we speak to the atmosphere. That's why we can command our mornings. We get up every, well, for me, it's close to midnight, but for a lot of us, it's morning. We get up, we command our mornings, right? Because again, things, we can call forth things. This is a tool. We can call forth. Money is a tool we can call forth. Whatever we want to see, we can call forth. And that's a part of activating our faith. Not just seeing it, but believing it and professing it. Daddy always says, declaration brings possession. Boom. In a nutshell, that's what it is. So we can command our mornings, our weeks, our season. We call forth money because even money listens. We're spirits. Everything is spiritual. We possess a soul and we live in a body, our temples, our houses. Amen. If we look at Psalm 104:24, it says, O Lord, how manifold are thy works, and the wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. Amen. The riches of God, the fullness of wisdom, power, mercy, grace, and his glory. And saints, that's all we can expect. That's what we can expect. Amen. We don't have to have poor character or even moreover, we don't have a poor creator. God is not poor. There is no poverty in heaven. it don't exist. Poverty, lack is not there. It's non-existent. This is our season. And as we embark on this season, on this journey, right? Even when they're praying for our children, my God, we're preparing ourselves and our generation for the goodness and the mercy that the Lord Yeshua said we can have. This is our season of recompense. And saints, I would like to take this time with the scripture. Well, not yet, but I'll read a scripture that my daughter actually picked out when I told her, just go. I said, see where Holy Spirit takes you. She said, but Mom, I don't know where to go. I said, just talk to Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to read? And it was interesting that she went to Nahum. So, see, we've heard it before. If it isn't how or where we start, right? They say it isn't how you start, or it isn't where you start, but it's how you finish. That's not necessarily true. It's true to some degree, but we have to look at the foundation, because it's great to know what's looming in the background. But in reality, sometimes the foundations are linked to things that we've done or didn't do, or doors we've opened up, right? Because again, we're spirits. We're spirits that live in a body. We possess a soul. So in everything we do, have some spiritual exchange. That he said, do not conform. Oh yeah, exactly. Romans 12:2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Amen. Amen. So again, our habits. What are our habits? Where are they leading us? Where are they taking us? You know, we can get started. We can say, okay, well, you know, I decided to study more. But what are we studying? Are we just looking in a home shopping magazine all day? Unless you're trying to renovate your house, then, you know, it makes sense. But if not, then how's that edifying your soul? How's that edifying your mind? How's that edifying your spirit when we set goals? Are we even setting goals? These things are okay to do. Yes, they're sometimes time consuming, but these things take time, right? Daddy said, yes, our habits are, they control by this world. Exactly. What's driving us? Who are we in frequency with? What are we in frequency with? Are we just in front of the television consuming sci-fi flicks, or what are we doing? You know, I used to be one of those comfort food eaters. So I used to always, like, whenever I was happy or sad, I always ran to chocolate. You cannot pull me from chocolate. That was my vice. I loved it and I loved it and I loved it and I loved it. And I had to stop. Because why? It wasn't healthy. Nah, little chocolate isn't bad, especially if it's dark chocolate. Okay, fine. But I wasn't eating in moderation. I was overindulging because I loved it. And my brain was wired and my brain was programmed Teeth were getting, yeah, daddy, my teeth were out. Right. Right, my teeth. And I had to look, saying, it's like, what habits or what example was I passing on to my children? You guys cracked me up. What habits were I passing? They watched me. And then they started, oh, Mom, we want chocolate. We want chocolate. I'm like, no. And I used to hide it because I refused to share. I said, nope, it's mine. I don't want to share because it was that serious for me. But when I saw that, they were watching everything I did, everything I did. That's when it got real for me. And I'm thinking, how can I expect them to go pull out a scripture? They have chalkboards, right? Each of them. And I make them go grab a scripture and write it to memorize it. My daughter came back one day and I got upset because she didn't wash the dishes. She's 8. Okay. How much, you know, how much thorough washing can she do? I would probably have to go back and wash behind her, right? No problem. But it's just, again, to train her. Training. We train up our children the way they should go, right? They'll never depart from God's ways, right? So I was trying to teach my daughter, okay, wash the dishes, wash it thoroughly so you don't have to go back and redo it. And again, our habits. When we continue with these bad habits, when we continue and say, okay, you know what? I want to change my mind. I want to change the way I think. I want to change the way I dress. I want to change the way I even respond to other people, right? It's one of those things where have we really let go of what we allow to just fester inside of us? Sometimes, no, we haven't. So I got upset. She said, Mom, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. And I said, where'd you get that from? I didn't teach her that. And she went and quoted the scripture. And I said, wait, hold on. Now we know the scripture, but as far as to cite it, I was like, wait, where did she? She said, it's Ephesians 4:26. I said, well, okay. She said, yeah, I wrote it on my chalkboard. So that's what I made the youngest one do it. I said, get your chalkboard. Now I'm drill sergeant. Boom. Because why? I haven't regulated myself. I was going from extreme to extreme because I was trying to get rid of these bad habits or these lagging habits, but enforce new ones. We can't combine the old with the new. They will never reconcile. We can't have old ways of thinking and then try to, you know, have new ways of thinking. It will never coincide. They won't. They'll clash all the time. Because even our hearts have a mental capacity. And what are we storing? It says, guard your heart for out of the issues of life, flows out of the issues of life. So if we harbor these things in our hearts, harbor these things in our mind. Again, sometimes our minds will conflict with our hearts. They will never. Don't lead with your heart. Don't lead with your mind. Don't say, oh, I'm dreaming. I'm a dreamer. It's good to be a dreamer. But what are we doing? I always tell people, don't go chasing your dreams until you get deliverance. Because why? Everything has to pass over an altar. So again, what are we connected to? Who, what spirit are we connecting to? What kingdom are we connecting to? Because even our dreams have to pass over a holy altar or an unholy altar. So we need to know even our dreams, where are they coming from? What are we connected to? Does the Lord speak to us in our dreams? Absolutely. But sometimes those dreams can get manipulated. So again, habit. What are we doing before bed? Are we indulging ourselves in the Word of God? Are we watching scary movies? I stopped watching scary movies a long time ago because why? I had nightmares. So I started speaking things. And I had to watch what I spoke because I started basically putting more fear into my system. I was so afraid of the dark when I was younger. I used to walk with my back against the wall just so nothing would come up behind me. Right? Because even though the lights were off, I still saw. Much with our habits. Even though the lights are off, you just do things because you're programmed. You still see. Your eyes are still programmed. You still see. Some things you just can't shut off without effort. Period. Amen. So when you think again about what's looming in the background, sometimes our foundations are linked to things that we've opened the door to. So everything we do has some spiritual exchange. So again, our habits. What are our habits leading us? Where? We just started Tishrei, our new year. And apostles and prophets and prophetesses are declaring, they've declared over us, they've decreed over us, praying for us, releasing and releasing and releasing. Not just for us, but for our children. And John 10:10 says what? The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And Yeshua came to give us life and life more abundantly. So we even look at the exchange, right? Give. Give. God talks about giving. He gave his only son. Give. So let's understand when our leaders give and give and give, what are we giving back? When we pray, again, another habit, are we just having this expectation of being takers? And we don't believe in a system of reciprocity? Because again, everything has an exchange. So how are we giving back? Are we honoring? Are we being disobedient? What are we giving God? Because how we treat our leaders is how we view God, how we treat ourselves, how we treat our children, everything we're connected to. How are we treating it? Because it was given to us. Habits can cause us to open the door to more and more and more, right? If we don't change them, they can open a door. We think in our natural state, oh, it's innocent. Oh, it's innocent. Oh, it's innocent. Right? And then we talked about fornication before. Right? It starts with, oh, nobody's watching. I'm at the comforts of my own home. To now, okay, some people get reckless. Because why? They now think, okay, nobody's watching. I haven't caught a sexually transmitted disease. So now let me go sleep with this person because they look clean. They look healthy. They look right. Then boom, they come out that unscathed, right? We think in the natural anyway. But again, there was a swap in the spirit. Then they go try it with the next person and the next person and the next person. All the while, God is like, hold on, let me get your attention. Then it starts with the cold. They don't stop. They keep going, keep going, keep going. Because now it's this desire. The habits turn into desire. And then when you mix them together, they become combustible and you're out of control. And then you don't listen to the word of God. Because why? We become stiff-necked. We become rebellious. We become disobedient. We don't want nobody to correct us. We walk in offense. We think we know everything because why? We haven't yet fell flat on our faces. We haven't yet found the ramifications of our actions. And it isn't honestly a lot of times that we do get punished, really severely punished, that we even want to initiate change anyway. Because why? We don't have any other choices but to change. Or some people just give up. But if we look at Isaiah 54:7-8, he said, for a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. So he's telling us, I will forgive you. I will wash you. Just get rid of all the gunk, because why? I'm giving you a choice. We have choices. We have choices. The Lord will always provide a way of escape. It's not enough to just say, oh, well, I was under demonic influence. That's not enough, because even with that, we have choices. Ask me how I know. Ask me how I know. We have choices. You know? So it's like, what are we doing? What are we doing? All right. So we open the door. Something that we see that we think is so innocent because we crack the door. It can still invite room for sin. So these habits, if not checked, and we let them to continue to go and go and go and to build, and we give into the temptation, whenever whenever we see something, we're then going to indulge because why? It's gone unchecked. And whenever we commit sin of any type, this separates us from God. And when we're separated from God, we ultimately will result in suffering. Our lives will suffer because he wants us to have a covenant relationship and an intimate fellowship. And when the Lord gives us something, it's to be better. It's to be of distinction. So when we accept Yeshua HaMashiach as our Lord and Savior, we are given, again, given. He's giving, he's giving, he's giving. And what are we doing? What are we doing with what he's giving us? He's always giving. Right? Even when we accept him as our Lord and Savior, he's giving us the legal right and authority to overcome the demonic situations that we could ever face. So what are we giving God? What are we giving leaders, our leaders that are appointed to us, that we're saying we submit to? We're saying publicly and privately, we submit to these people. And forgive me when I say people. How are we expressing that? How are we showing that? How are we displaying that? If we're given access to all that God has promised for us, right? Our lives and even our children and our family, then what are we doing? Are giving in exchange for this time that we're spending on earth? How are we breaking these habits to instill the new ones? How? We can't just say, okay, yeah, it's enough. It's not. It's not. Because even with his mercies, it's even enough for our children. It's even enough for our children. God's mercy doesn't stop with only the recipient asking for the mercy, but it will be extended unto our children. As we see, what are they doing? They went to the mountains. Apostle Israel, Daddy, they went to the mountains. They took, how many names? It was what, over 200 names. I lost count when I saw every name, including my own, for my children, scroll over the screen. I'm like, wait, what? Is this possible? How? How? And God blessed them so much for doing that. My God, it was over 200 names. And then we have the nerve to still sit here and be raggedy? No. We're fighting stuff that our parents opened up the door to ignorantly and knowingly, our ancestors, and then we still have the nerve to walk about thinking it's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. And say, oh, God can use the broken. God can use us as we are. No. He can use us, but not as we are. No problem or suffering, including the enemies, survive God's mercies. His mercies will deliver us from the sufferings and all manners of problems. Even with our habits, we can change, but it takes deliberate and intentional steps. Amen. So again, what are we doing with the time we're spending here on earth? How are we actively breaking the habits? We know what our habits are. We know what we're struggling with. We have to first be honest with ourselves, right? First be honest with ourselves and say, you know what? Yeah, I am struggling with that. And it's okay. Because we all come from something. It's okay. And it's okay to acknowledge that, hey, I feel hopeless. I felt defenseless. I feel like, you know, like I'm a procrastinator. I feel like I'm a person that I'm a quitter. We have to know what we're struggling with, right? Then what did Daddy say? He said, ask the right questions, right? Guaranteed, boom. We ask the right questions, then we'll figure out why we're doing what we're doing, why we have certain habits. Are they defense mechanisms? Because again, certain habits that we may have adopted, they may have worked for us for a limited time. Because as we change seasons, those old habits that got us barely by aren't going to work. They aren't going to work. You know? The brains and intelligence and certificates, everything everything. That's not going to carry us into the new season. It'll help with credentials, right? What are your qualifications? Here you go. But God qualifies us. So we'll get our why. Then we set goals. Another thing, it's okay to set goals. People don't want to do that anymore. I was one of those people that felt, you know, setting goals, oh, that's boring. That's for, you know, that's a strict, regimented, you know, routine. And honestly, when I did that, guess what? Every goal that I set, every goal that I had written was oh my God, it was fulfilled before the time that I even set. Because you gave yourself an outline. You just handed yourself your own blueprint. And if you're the contractor, right? And you don't stray from the blueprint, then your house will be built. Your building will be built. Everything will be built. Everything will be built. And how you want it, if not more. Not more. Right? So then we think about writing down, right? Compose a plan. Write them down. And being open to being accountable. Always be accountable, whether you have an accountability partner or, you know, you say, hey, every time I do this, I'm going to pay myself, right? There's creative ways we can hold ourselves accountable, right? I had to learn that. For every time I missed a mark, I said, I'm not going to buy this, or I'm going to, you know, take from that. And it hurt me. It hurt me more to have my reward removed than it did to just have myself accountable, to just stay on track. That's really what we're doing, just keeping ourselves on track. You know? Also, it's good to give ourselves some time. Don't think everything has to happen, because even with deliverance, right? Some deliverance is immediate. Apostle Israel last night prayed for my knee. It was like, I don't know where it came from. I felt old. I got up and I'm like, why is this? And then he prayed, it was gone. Deliverance, immediate. But some isn't. And that's okay. Because again, we have to be okay with the process and understand that there is a process. There's a process to everything, because we didn't just end up here. We didn't just end up here. We have to go through the process of where we are, be it good or bad. You know, so we can't keep speaking these negative words to say, oh, this is just how I am. I'll never get over it. Because when a barren word enters our heart, it will produce a barren heart. And barrenness is what will always be produced. Because that's what came from our heart. Because why? It started with a thought. Then we spoke it. We speak these things. And whatever gets into our heart at a point will begin to show up in our motives, our passion, our actions, our thoughts, and even our conversations. Most people don't understand how critical our minds and our hearts are. So we don't pay attention to it. We don't take that as a priority to make sure that we're healed, mind, soul, body, and emotions. Because why? The healing hurts so much more than any pain you could ever go through. The healing is not easy. The healing is painful. And that's why some people don't want to do it. Because again, to heal from something, you have to be accountable. You have to go through it. You have to be intentional. But all in all, don't give up on yourself. Another habit, healthy habit, never give up on yourself or the process. Because we tend to, the things we work for the hardest are the things we tend to appreciate the most, right? But when something is given to us, we tend to take it for granted. So God is testing our hearts. He's testing to see, like, does this person really want it? Are they really committed to the process? They said they would never walk away from me. Okay, let's see. So you get denied everything. Are we going to complain? Are we going to say, you know what? I said I wouldn't walk away. That's what it's going to be. Because why? Where is the posture of our heart? Amen. So if we remember to be intentional and position ourselves for purpose, then we will see the manifestation of the prophetic words that were released to us. Simple. Simple. We'll have the anointing for the speed. We'll be able to know like the sacrifices we're supposed to make, how it is to sacrifice, what that even means. We'll have the deliverance that we need. We'll have the power to overcome. The barriers will break down. Our prayers will get answered. We will see God's mercy right before our eyes. We will see his goodness right before our eyes, because his mercy will speak for us. His mercy will overshadow our lives. His mercy will overtake us. His mercy will let our prayers, our answered prayers, come to us today. The hindrances will be gone. The altars raised will be flattened. They'll collapse. The gates that are mounted to stop the prophecies, the gates that are mounted to stop us, they'll collapse. The gatekeepers, the enforcers, they'll go, they'll fall, they'll catch fire, they'll die. Any hand that vowed to stop anything that God is doing for us, they will wither. No occult power can stop us, nothing, nothing. Because why? We're on the right frequency. We're on the right frequency. So we'll see the manifestations of the promises. We'll see the prophecies. We'll see the prayers. We'll see it. Every power will scatter. We'll see it. They'll be removed. And there's nothing nobody can do about it. They'll be removed. So in closing, I wanted to pray, but I would like to just read the scripture that my daughter had brought to me. And I just thought it was so amazing. Amen. We're going to turn to Nahum 1. Nahum 1. Now, this is a prophecy fulfilled, right? So this is Nahum announcing the complete destruction of Assyria and that God will protect his faithful people and punish the arrogant, punish the violent, and punish the evil nations. Punish the people that stood up against us. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, let us read. The burden against Nineveh. The book of vision of Nahum, right? The Electrochite. So this is God's wrath on his enemies. God is jealous and the Lord avenges. The Lord avenges and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries. And he reserves wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power and will not acquit the wicked. The Lord has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebukes the sea and makes it dry and dries up all the rivers. Bashan and Carmel wither, and the flower of Lebanon wilts. The mountains quake before him, the hills melt, and the earth heaves at his presence. Yes, the world and all who dwell in it. Who can stand before his indignation? And who can endure the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knows. He knows who trusts in him. But with an overflowing flood, he will make an utter end of its place, and darkness will pursue his enemies. What do you conspire against the Lord? He will make an utter end of it. Affliction will not rise up a second time. For while tangled like thorns, and while drunken like drunkards, they shall be devoured like stubble fully dried. For you comes forth one who plots evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor. Thus says the Lord, though they are safe and likewise many, yet in this matter they will be cut down when he passes through. Though I have afflicted you, I will afflict you no more. For now I break off his yoke from you and burst your bonds apart. The Lord has given a command concerning you. Your name shall be perpetuated no longer. Out of the house of your gods, I will cut off the carved image and the molded image. I will dig your grave, for you are vile. Behold on the mountains the feet of him who brings good tidings, who proclaims peace. O Judah, keep your appointed feasts, perform your vows, for the wicked one shall no more pass through you. He is utterly cut off in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. He is utterly cut off. This is our season of recompense. Our Nineveh and Assyria will be completely destroyed. So Israel, go out. Judah, go out. Let's celebrate our festivals. And to that, I say Shabbat Shalom. Daddy, thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak. Thank you.
Wow. You just left me crying because this is powerful. This is really, 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 really powerful. I don't want to lie. I've never heard this. I've never heard every teaching of the beginning of the year 5783 being brought together in one subject, in 1 hour, being put together, completely taking the whole 5783, the Chimel, and put it together so beautiful. So beautiful. And say, look there on the mountains, the feet of one who brings good news, who proclaims peace. Celebrate your festivals, Judah, and fulfill your vows. No more will the wicked invade you. They will be completely destroyed. Wow. Sure. This is powerful.
God bless you, Daddy.
This is what the Lord says. Although they have allies and are numerous, they will be destroyed and pass away. Although I have afflicted you, Judah, I will afflict you no more. Now I will break their yoke from your neck and tear your shackles away. This is the year 5783. You have just sealed the month of Tishrei.
Hallelujah.
You have just sealed the month of Tishrei. It's so powerful. This needs the one who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. The one who has ears, let me understand what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. This is just beyond being powerful. This is dunamis. This is really, 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 really dunamis. The one who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Complete retribution. Whatever they plot against the Lord, he will bring to an end.
Amen.
Trouble will not come a second time.
Amen.
But with an overwhelming flood, he will make an end of Nineveh. He will pursue his foes into the realm of darkness. This is powerful. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble.
Amen.
He cares for those who trust in him.
Amen.
You know, when you read the book of Nehemiah chapter 1, it's like you're reading the book of Psalms 119, the Chimel. It's like you're reading, saints, if somebody will say, I don't understand. The biggest problem, Dominisha, is that we forget what has been said. The troubles comes. And when they rise up and they come, we forget which year we are in.
Yes.
We forget that this is the year that the Lord will reward for us.
Amen.
And the rewards will be coming against our enemies.
Amen.
And what is important now is to be on the right position with God. I wish somebody can touch someone and say, I will be on the right position with God.
The right position with God.
This is what is important. I will be on the right position with God because this is the year of retribution. I will be on the right position with God. I will be on the right side with God. I will be where God wants me to be. Saints, one of the most powerful things that is going to happen in this month of Tishrei, the Lord is going to lay a seed on your hand so that you can be the one that says, I'm going to release this seed towards the kingdom of God, wanting to be on the right side of God. I mean, today I was overwhelmed by testimonies, all testimonies. Amen. All testimonies from the left, from the right, students, you know, students that were given positions of being the leaders at school, up to people that were, their monies were blocked, that were released, up to, you know, shares, apostle, you know, prophetess, high praise, receiving the shares, somebody just out of the blue, paying the whole amount for her prayer shawl. I mean, this is just amazing. This is just amazing. I'm not talking about the prayer shawl of 2,000 rands, 3,000 rands. I'm talking about a prayer shawl that is costing 4,000 rands. Somebody just jump out and say, I'm going to pray for your prayer shawl. At work, she just received and says, you're just going to receive the shares from the company. And she's receiving the shares, receiving the bonus. And saints, this is the Lord's doing. The Lord is going to lay upon your hands. Right now, I'm seeing the angels. Right now, I see angels. This is the year of Chimel. The camels are coming back home. As the camels are coming back home, I see them. They are carrying the loads and loads and loads and loads. There are people right now that are receiving. There are deaths of people that are being washed. Amen. There are deaths of people that are being removed. Amen. We must just, you know, Dominica, you have just said something so powerful. Our habits must be right. Our habits must be right. Our habits must be to be on the right position with God. Our habits must be to do what is right. And then we will see the rewards. And we will see the revenge. Glory. Oh, Rababu Shika Brusianta Lababa Handa Rabu Shike. Child of God, thank you very much tonight. I don't want to really... I don't want to get so deep into this. I must tell you, I am moved. I was in tears as you were speaking. I was just so much in tears because what I like, saints, she brings what Apostle Israel says. She brings what Maria Makhele says. She brings what Stephen is saying. She brings all these. And she even brought what was spoken by the ministers that were ministering up at the beginning of the year. She brought that all together and she brought it into our ears. She summarized everything and she said, this is what God says. Your habits must be right. Amen. You must have the right habits of tithing. You must have the right habits of offering. You must have the right habits of living righteous. You must have the right habits of worshiping God. You must just have the right habits. Oh, this was powerful. I just want to leave it right there. Please, let me leave it right there. It has just moved my stomach. I don't know if ever will I survive this teaching. It has just paralyzed me spiritually. I don't know whether I will ever be able to survive it again and be able to stand. You are right, Smamkele. I will never recover from it. I'm telling you. It just hits so deep. It just hits so deep. Not deep in like in a pain of death. So deep in a pain of saying, what are my habits? What are my habits? What are my habits? Because these are my habits that Nahumi chapter 1 is speaking about. And it says, I'm going to reward you, but watch your habits. And I like what she says. You need to be careful of what is your intake. Hallelujah. What do you eat? What do you bring in? And after you have brought in, what do you take out? Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you, Lord, for the power. We thank you for the word that has been spoken, the power that has been released, spoken with such power. We thank you, Lord, for it. We bless you, mighty God. We continue to appreciate. And really, we are saying with boldness, if our habits are right, we will be able to say tomorrow at this time, all that belongs to us will be returned back to us. Hallelujah. All that belongs to us, they will be returned back to us. But our habits must be right. Thank you, Father, for this. And bless you, Lord, in Yeshua's name. We are celebrating so many testimonies. We are celebrating Borichele. They've bought new cars. We're celebrating many other people. Many other people got monies. I'm going to mention their names in case you can go and then you wait at the gate for them. You know, it has just been testimonies and testimonies and testimonies. And we just thank the Lord and we are celebrating Yeshua HaMashiach. And praise God. And very soon, on this rate, on this pace that the Lord is blessing people, very soon, the Lord is going to bless me with my ML350.
Amen.
Yeah, the Lord will bless me with my ML350. I must just say it now, Zamam Kobozi and Smam Kele, my desire, ML350, please, Bazalan. Don't doubt, don't hide yourself. When you see ML350 and in the garage, go to various garages, please, Pumzile. Go to various garages, Tokoza, Makatini, and then you tell the people you have found it, and then tell them, guys, please deposit that money. A second jalo, it's coming. Please go to various garages, Clevatomudim, and Tokoza Makatini, Renamkabo, you know, Dominisha Pumzile, Utlenjigelan, Sarah Hutle, Angel, you know, Otto, please, guys, and Itumeling, please, guys, please, Nomtebo Hatebe, Vera. Please, Maria Machele, you know, please go to various garages and then please point it and then tell me where to collect it, where have you dropped it. And you can make it an effort to drop it here at home. Yeah, no, it's not. No. In this space that the Lord is going to bless you, please. Yeah, you know, when you're sleeping tonight, just say, I am one of those that are going to be really releasing towards that vehicle. I want you to really immediately make a pledge right now. Raise your hand and say, thank you very much, my wife, for raising your hand. And thank you, Dominisha. Raise your hand. Thank you very much. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah Lukhutle. Thank you, Tabo Collins, Amen. For raising your hands. Thank you, Maria Machele. Please, let me see hands, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you very much, Zamam Kobozi, Kuhlenje Gelana, and Rachel Sutua, Numfundo Tandeka, Tokoza Makatin. I know who to pray for, Baila, Desima, Pumzile, and Itumeling, Vera, Angela, and Otto, Kumucho, Rachel, Rinam Kabo, Nompumele Lotaka, and Matsidi Sotlole, Maria Machele, Mary Mabusa, and you know, Patricia Yini, please, saints, thank you very much for your hands. I know I must pray as Mamkele. I will pray and say, Lord, please, Constance Mabuza has raised the hand as well. I'm going to pray and say, Father, these people that have raised their hands, put the seed on their hands. Hallelujah. I'm not going to pray a wrong prayer and pray for your salaries. Your salaries cannot really meet What is Smamkele Makwetu ki hutwile nwaneso? Your salaries cannot meet this ML 350. The Lord must lay a seed on your hand. Once he has laid it on your hand, then you must go and really deposit that ML. Hallelujah. It's like I continue to say, the Lord will lay a seed on your hand and you will be painting the tabernacle pure white. So I strongly believe that the Lord will lay hands, Dominisha. The Lord will lay hands in Nganjikelana. The Lord will lay hand, will lay a seed on your hands. I beg your pardon. The Lord will lay a seed on your hands. The Lord will lay a seed on your hands. Hallelujah. The Lord will lay a seed on your hands. I don't want to pray wrong prayers. I'm praying for a seed to come from God to be laid on your hands. The moment it lands, you will know, and you will be, all of you, you will be making calls, saints. The blessings that are coming your way, it will be like the scream of the chicks.
Amen.
It will be like the scream of the chicks. It will be like the scream, because Dominisha will be screaming in New Jersey. You know, Otto will be screaming in Canada. Somebody will be screaming in London. Somebody will be screaming in Europe. Somebody will be screaming in Italy. Somebody will be screaming in Johannesburg. Somebody will be screaming in Randfontein. Somebody will be screaming in Pretoria. And it will be one sound to say, I am blessed. This is going to be such a sound. I don't know whether have you ever listened to the chicks of a chicken, the chicks of a hen. They make a one sound. They scream exactly on the same sound. This is how the blessings will be coming upon your life. This is how the blessings will be coming upon your life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for these blessings that you are releasing a seed. Please, please, please don't eat the seed. It's coming. Nonhlanhla is coming. Don't eat that seed. It's coming. Nonhlanhla, the Lord says, Nonhlanhla, what is Nonhlanhla? The Lord says, I must tell you, don't worry about evil. Evil will never prevail. Don't worry about evil people. They will never prevail, Nonhlanhla. You can go and watch all the movies of evil. Evil does not prevail, either in the movie or in the real life. Don't worry about evil people, Nonhlanhla. They will never prevail. No matter, they can go to the graves, they can dig the graves, they can put any fat into the grave, they can put animal fat, they can put, you know, the lion fat, they can put whatever. But I want to tell you, stick on prayer, because evil never prevail. Evil will never, never prevail. Evil will never prevail. Not at all. Evil will never prevail.
Amen.
God bless you and be blessed, saints. I am just waiting for my ML350. Father, we've got 42 people that have decreed and declared in this platform that they will release that time when they've got to buy my ML350. Hallelujah. Please, Tokoza Makatin, you must tell your sister, even while she's busy breastfeeding the child, you know, Umahubo, she must raise her hand while she's breastfeeding, because the Lord told me there is so much money that is going to land upon your child, your sister's hand, Tokoza Makatin. There is just a lot of money. It's coming towards the Ntanzi family. That family, you know, your sister and her husband, not the old Ntanzi lazy people, but your sister and her husband, there's just huge amount of money that is coming upon them.
Amen.
There's a huge amount of money that is coming upon them. Huge. It's Iesabek. You know those people that were saying Konondo uyasabeka. Iyasabeka, it's like ukonondo, it's huge that is coming. God bless you and be blessed. Thank you very much, Dominisha. Hallelujah. Enjoy your afternoon. We enjoy our